Hello, welcome to The Word on the Street, an awesome chance to engage with the Bible for you and your kids. Time to turn your spare time into God's time, and here to help is your host, Anna Ware.
When I was in high school, I had a friend who was very, very different from me. I was the kind of person who thought it was very important to get along with everyone. I really wanted to be popular. I really wanted to be liked and accepted. This girl didn't care. If she didn't like somebody, she would tell everybody what she thought of them. She didn't like this one girl called Renee, and she spoke about Renee so rudely. She was happy to be horrid about Renee to her face and to anybody who would listen. She wanted everybody to know her opinion about Renee, and she wanted everyone to have the same opinion as her about Renee. She was Renee's enemy. And I realized that she didn't just not like Renee. There were a lot of people who she was enemies with. There were a lot of people she didn't like, and she would go out of her way to be nasty to. This friend of mine had a lot of enemies. Now today, when I think of the word enemies, I think more along the lines of countries having enemies that they're at war with. Russia is an enemy of Ukraine. But I don't tend to think of people having enemies, but that's not the case. People do have enemies. They are people who are actively against us. Our enemies are people that we might actively disagree with. We might say things and do things to show that we are not on their team, that we do not like them. Do you have any enemies? Maybe you know people who think you're the enemy and they are actively against you. Bullies come to mind when I think of enemies because their words and their actions are used to show that they don't like us, that they're against us. Maybe if you're an adult, you might think of certain political parties with the election coming up in Australia. Are you someone's enemy? I'm talking about enemies now because this episode is focused on the command that Jesus gave us to love our enemies.
What do you think?
I have a few multiple choice questions and some scenarios I want you to think through. Question one, if your enemy steals your hat at lunchtime, what do you do? I'm going to give you four options, A, B, C, or D, and you can choose which one. Okay, if your enemy steals your hat at lunchtime, do you A, punch her in the guts? Or maybe B, steal something out of her school bag? Do you C, give her your lunch as well? Or do you D, just let her have the hat and walk away? Which one would you choose? Question number two, if you see your enemy at the park and he's getting beaten in a fight with his brother, what might you do? A, gather a crowd around and get everyone chanting, fight, fight, fight. Maybe B, pull out your phone and video the entire thing. Do you C, try to break up the fight and then try and help your enemy with his injuries? Or do you D, get an adult to help break up the fight and sort it out? It's interesting to think about, isn't it? Which one would you choose? Question three. Your teacher keeps picking on you for things that she lets everyone else do, but she doesn't let you do them. You are so sick of it. What do you do? Do you A, leave a pin on her seat and tip a tin of tuna into her handbag? Do you B, muck up more because you will be in trouble anyway? C, try your best to do what she asks? D, change schools. They're interesting things to think about, aren't they? Some of these options are definitely not right, but for some of them, there could be more than one answer. Sometimes the most loving thing to do is not always clear. What advice does Jesus offer in the Bible? Let's have a look at Matthew chapter 5, verses 43 to 48. Jesus says, "You have heard people say, 'Love your neighbors and hate your enemies.' But I tell you to love your enemies and pray for anyone who mistreats you. Then you will be acting like your Father in heaven. He makes the sun rise on both good and bad people, and he sends the rain for the ones who do right and for the ones who do wrong. If you love only those people who love you, will God reward you for this? Even tax collectors love their friends. If you greet only your friends, what's so great about this? Don't even unbelievers do that? But you must always act like your Father in heaven." Jesus wants us to be different. He wants us to be even better than people who don't believe in him. Everybody loves lovely people. Everybody loves their friends. Let's go one step further and love our enemies.
Today's story.
5 years ago, Ted was 10 years old. He was in year five, and his teacher was actively opposing him for some reason. He did not want to go to school. Every morning I had to drag him to school and he was not himself. I wrote many letters to the teacher. I met up with her for a number of times. But it wasn't until I actually took Ted up to a meeting and I saw this teacher be really mean to him for no reason. I spoke with another mum whose daughter loved this teacher because she was the teacher's pet. Poor Ted had to deal with his teacher for the rest of the school year. I didn't change his school. I took him to a psychologist. We talked him through it. He has learned amazing resilience by putting up with his enemy being nasty to him. And we tried to encourage him to tolerate her, to put up with her, to love her. What is the best way that we can love our enemies? Well, Romans chapter 12, verse 20 is actually a quote from Old Testament Proverbs chapter 25, verse 22, when King Solomon, in all his wisdom, recommends this. He recommends, "If your enemies are hungry, give them something to eat. And if they are thirsty, give them something to drink. And this will be the same as piling burning coals on their heads." Now, the burning coals bit is a little bit cultural. If they ran out of hot coals to make their bread, they could go next door and their neighbor would give them a coal so that they could light a fire and make their bread. If they were a generous neighbor, they would put so many coals in their pan that they would have to carry it up on their heads because it was so heavy. What I'm hearing here is that we are to be generous to our enemies. Give them food when they're hungry. Give them drink when they're thirsty. Give them coals when they need to make their bread. And what happens when we do that, when we're generous and we love our enemies, is we don't end up with many enemies for very long, do we? If your enemies started treating you like this, you can't help but stop being enemies with them. If you don't have any enemies at the moment, then maybe you're doing a good job of it already.
Question time.
Question number one. Is there anyone that you know who is extra difficult to love and why? And if there isn't someone you know who is extra difficult to love, then I want you to think of a type of person or a personality type that you might find difficult. Chat about this type of person together. Question number two. What can you do to love people who are not so lovely? In the episode that's coming up next week, we're going to be talking more about loving people who are difficult to love. Tune in next week to hear more about how love is bearing with one another.
Well, we have come to the end of this episode, but it doesn't have to be the end of the conversation. Why not take a moment now to think about what you can take away from today's talk? Oh, and if you want to discover more episodes and resources, head on over to the Word on the Street website. There's a link in the show notes, and you'll also find there a copy of today's passage. Thanks for being part of the Word on the Street. We're really looking forward to you joining us again real soon.
You've been listening to the Eternity Podcast Network, eternitypodcasts.com.au.